Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Case number 12843, William J. Smith III seeks a variance from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the southeast side of Branch School Road, approximately 138 feet from Sharptown Road. The 911 address is 34071 Branch School Road, Laurel. The zoning district is AR1, and the tax map is District 432, map 11.00, parcel 45.01.
Is the applicant present?
Yes, sir.
You can come forward, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Are you coming up to you, ma'am? It's up to you.
Sure, why don't we just get it all done? Yeah.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
William Smith. 3407.
Can you, there's a button there. Can you make sure you press it? Thank you.
William Smith, 34701 Branch School Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Ma'am, can you state your name and address?
Julie Smith, 34071 Branch School Road, Laurel, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. You may present your case.
We're just looking for, I've got a couple of structures out there now that we're going to be removing. We've got a lot of equipment that recently purchased for the business that we're trying to get protected from the weather. And one side of my yard where I would like to have it, I have a septic issue. So the only proposed spot for it is where we're asking to have the setback.
What business are you in, sir?
A handyman.
Okay.
Smith's Handyman Services out of Laurel. And with our equipment, my husband was stating, we're trying to build this pole barn in order to protect our investments for our business, as well as I have to agree that it will look much nicer than the carport that we have in place at this point. Our neighbors next door are completely agreeable to that. They've signed off on the letter stating that they are agreeable to it, and that we have a way to protect our investment. And as my husband stated, the other side of the yard is the whole septic drain fields. So we would have a problem over there.
Questions?
Wanting to place this 5 foot off your rear property line, is that correct?
Correct.
Is there a carport there now? Is that what
there
I
is? There is, yes, a very large carport there.
Possibly two carports?
Yes. They're opened. There's no doors or anything on them. And we're getting a lot of dirt, dust, everything from the fields.
Okay.
Those structures will come down.
How many different structures are coming down?
Two.
Two, okay. So on the aerial photo, it looks like there's possibly a shed or something more towards your driveway. Is that still there?
Yes. That's going to be moved as well.
It's going to be moved?
Yes.
So you're going to move it, but keep it?
Yes, that's what I keep the motorcycle in. But if this carport works out properly the way I'm wanting it to, then we may get rid of that as well.
And the reason you had to move it that far back is because there's a drain field in the way, is that correct?
On one end of the yard, there's a drain field, correct.
Is the drain field between the proposed pole building and the house?
No. No. The reason I need the setback is in order to get the equipment in and out of the pole barn because of the fence and the dwelling of the house.
Where is there a fence?
Around the entire dwelling and right there to that little shed or that little building.
Okay. So the shed, so there's a fence that like is on the rear side of your driveway, is that what I'm
Yes.
saying?
Yes, there is.
So you're proposing to bring your equipment in around that fence to get into your pole building?
Straight through the driveway.
Okay.
Is what we're trying to get into, straight through the driveway. If I have it 15 feet off the property, then I got to redo the fence and everything else in the backyard. I'm trying to keep it back as far as I can to still have yard for the grandchildren and other things.
But is the primary purpose so that you can get your equipment around to get it into the building?
Correct, yes. Yes. On one of the piece of equipment, I have a large trailer. So if I have the pole barn sitting too far out, I'm not going to be able to back my trailer up next to the pole barn.
Okay. your property?
Yes, out front.
It's out front. Do you have a buried tank, like a propane tank or anything?
No.
All I have.
Is there any homeowners association?
No,
approval
sir.
Or anything?
No.
Mr. Smith, you also have a septic back in the backyard, is that correct?
That's
system?
Correct.
And that the reason for your location choice is because of septic?
That's correct.
Okay. Clarifying question for me. I saw the application indicates 30 by 40 by 14, and in the criteria it states 30 by 15 by 12. Can you tell me the
it's supposed to be
the correct size of
30 by 40 by 14.
My error. I'm sorry.
Okay. So 30 by 40 by 14.
Yes, the 30 will be off the fence line.
Okay. So the drawing on the Miller and Lewis survey should represent 30 by 40 by 15. Or 14?
14. Yes, that's
okay.
That would be the height.
Okay. And behind you, you said it was fields?
Correct. Farm field.
Being farmed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Are you going to have any entrances in the rear or on the side that would protrude further out into the...
No. The entrance is going to be from my backyard.
Okay, so none along that, if we're looking at the yard, none along that left-hand side or along the rear?
No.
No steps, no nothing like that?
No.
Thank you.
One other question. Did you build this house in its location?
Yes.
And did you put the septic in its location?
That was put there. It was what they determined to have it.
So... whoever designed your septic system determined where that went.
That's correct.
But you had it installed?
Well, when the house was built, yes.
Yeah. Do you happen to remember, was that the only possible location for a septic system?
As far as my knowledge, it was for the perk test or something like that.
Okay. So due to the soil conditions, you were limited as to where you could put your septic?
Yes.
Okay. I'm assuming you put the fence there as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You might have said this already because we've talked about multiple different sheds. The shed all the way to the far right.
The corner?
Yes.
The property, that's going to stay there.
That's staying there?
Yes.
Is that, Mr. Sharp, is that, that won't need, require
it doesn't appear to.
Square footage?
Yeah, it's under 600 square feet, and it's allowed to be 5 feet from the side and rear. So this one would appear to meet those requirements.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to check on a couple things. You've mentioned you've got a handyman business.
Yes.
I presume this isn't something where you have employees coming to and from. This is...
No.
Okay.
That's
so
prior.
All right. Mr. Lowry, is he going to need a conditional use for this?
That's a good question. If there's no materials and there's no employees, that's something that is almost a director's discretion, depending on scale.
Yeah.
So, I
do have some pictures here of some of the equipment that we're trying to get out of the weather.
So, to answer your question fully, I don't really know at this point. I'd want to speak with the applicant and get
maybe
a full
something
idea.
You'll have to follow up with the staff later on.
Just to find out the scale.
That's not something for this board, but it's more of a question that I had. I just want to understand. You're not going to need a side yard variance, right? You're going to be correct. You're going to be correct setback off the side.
Yes, correct.
The drawing that we have, it does not appear that it's to scale. Is that drawing to scale? Do you know?
Probably not. No.
Okay. Is there a I guess I'm still struggling to understand why it can't be, can't meet the rear yard setback. I know you said the septic, but you indicate that's on the kind of other area.
If I bring it 15 feet out, I'm going to have difficulty. I've got a 22-foot trailer. Uh-huh. I've got it back in there.
Okay.
And it's going to have to go to the far right-hand side of the pole barn. And then I'm going to have difficulty backing that in.
So the entrance is going to be, if I'm looking at it from the front to back, and you've got your pole building is going to be like this, the entrance is going to be on the side of it and not towards
All the bay doors are going to be facing the front of the house.
Facing the front of the house, so the facing the driveway.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Why are you going to have trouble getting the trailer in?
I'm trying not to lose my entire yard.
Okay.
With this, with the grandkids and that other thing. Because right now with the fence and that little shed that I had there for a motorcycle, I'm having difficulties even now with that building that we have. That's why I'm considering moving that little shed.
Okay.
Backing equipment, or not equipment, but my trailer.
Had there been any complaints about the carports from neighbors or the structures that are there now? Mm-mm. Were there any variances granted for those?
No.
How long are they there?
Has that been there? 3 years? Probably 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And did you get any permits for those?
I did, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but they met the setback requirements?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
I do actually have a couple more questions. I'm assuming 30 foot by 40 foot is the minimum size you need for your equipment?
Yes. We're going to put a boat in one. One, I'm going to have it as a little workshop, and then the other one's going to be for storage.
Okay. The only reason I ask is because if you were to make it quite a bit smaller, you might be able to do it. I believe if you did 24 by 24, I know that's a lot smaller.
Our boat that we have is 20 foot, the boat itself. So the trailer and everything is 27 feet. So I'm trying to keep everything within. I'm trying to get everything out of the weather is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I understand that. If it's 40 foot wide, it looks to me like the bulk of this building is going to be behind your house. Is that correct?
A good portion of it, yes.
So you won't be able to back directly into the building. You're sort of going to have to turn and get it around.
That's why I need it to go back as much as possible.
So putting it back as far as you are is giving you more turning radius.
That is correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
So that concludes your presentation.
Yes.
You can have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12843 for Mr. William Smith?
If there's anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this case, please dial 5-star. Alrighty, we have one caller. Caller, when your line is unmuted, please state your name and you will have the floor.
I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Sussex County, calling in to test the line.
We hear you loud and clear, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you.
If there's anyone else on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this case, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12843 for Mr. William Smith and entertain a motion.
move that we deny case number 12845 for the requested variances pending following reason. I do not think that the difficulty arises from the uniqueness of the property. Instead, I think it was created by the applicant.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll add that to my motion.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay. So with a vote of 3-1, your case is denied.